Good morning. It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's Chris Andre with hosting Air Cascadia today. Guess who's on her guest list? It's Greg Palast again. So stay tuned for that. At 10 o'clock, it's Flashpoints Investigative News Radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And then 11 o'clock, we've got The Bike Show, bringing you news and views of cycling in Portland and beyond. And now we're going to get, we have one, maybe two announcements to play, and then we'll hear Air Cascadia. Thanks for tuning in to KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the third Willamette Speaks storytelling event on Sunday, November 16th at 4 p.m. at the Lenten Community Center in Portland. The afternoon will reconnect participants with the river through community members' experiences. There will be stories from a Native American perspective, as well as from those who lived, worked, or played by the river. Again, that's the Willamette Speaks storytelling event on Sunday, November 16th at 4 p.m. at the Lenten Community Center, 10614 Northwest St. Helens Road in Portland. More information may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today, of course, is Tuesday, November 5th, 2014. You're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. I will spare you the remember 5th of November, because you're probably all muttering it to yourselves right now through clenched teeth and picturing in the mind's eye the Houses of Parliament going up in flames. That said, we have live, I phoned, having just arrived. Greg Palast is joining us today to sort out what happened. This is, we're we're beyond Jim Crow. This is Jim Vampire Bat. Is disrespectful to crows to even include them in this pantheon of disaster. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for joining us today. Okay, well, we will have Greg on it momentarily. Working families will always be around, at least as long as a nation manages to hold on as a nation. For that to happen, though, work needs to be rewarded, and meaningful. When people work for themselves, not because they decided to, because survival demanded, however hard that work was, it was at the very least, it meant something. People did not spend their lives making other people very, very rich. Working families is all about reversing that course of injustice. And on the subject of the course of injustice, we have Greg Pallas joining us live by phone to talk about the woeful state of our election laws. And what happened this time? Last time it was voting boxes that were tampered with. They abandoned that tactic. And the new one, the latest, what should we say, fraud du jour. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be with you.
Well, we certainly are very happy. I understand that you just arrived from far-flung places. We're glad to have you back on the air on KBOO. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. The Jim Crow laws, this is on steroids. This is something we knew this was going to happen. Do you figure this is worse than your worst nightmares, or kind of on par?
I get to pick my nightmares now. It's bad stuff. And a lot of this, well, we'll go into it, is because the Supreme Court basically bludgeoned the Voting Rights Act in 2010. And now that allows a lot of mischief. So a new system has spread through the South. Jim Crow has changed his persona to Dr. James Crow, database analyst. And so I have done a 6-month investigation. It wasn't easy with our team here at the Palace Fund, and we were able to uncover the operation called Interstate Cross Check. Now, Interstate Cross Check is a system that's supposed to track down and eliminate criminals, people who are voting in two states in the same election. And now, it's an extraordinarily rare crime. If you get caught, you go to prison. You get a federal pen time of 5 years. There's hardly anyone who, if there's one person in the United States who gets caught doing this a year, that's a lot. But according to the cross-check system of hunting for these ne'er-do-wells voting in two different states, they didn't find one or a dozen or three dozen. They have 7 million names. 7 million names, which they claim are 3.5 million people voting twice. And I know that most of you have just flipped on KBOO. Normally you would be watching Fox TV. So you're familiar with this because, according to Dick Morris, who is, after all, President Clinton's chief counselor, Dick Morris has gone on Fox TV and said, this is the absolute proof that there are 1 million fraudulent voters, people voting twice. And that's how Obama won, through fraud, 1 million people voting twice.
It's hard to imagine people, you can't get them to vote once. I mean, yeah. In most places.
Yeah, that's what every organizer I've talked to has said to me. I was just the day before yesterday with Reverend Barber of the Moral Monday Movement, head of the NAACP in North Carolina. He said, getting people to vote twice, you got to get them out to vote once to get them to go to two states, vote twice, and take a chance of going to the Hooskow. Yeah, right. But they have the names. I can even pull up some of the names here. In fact, you can see it. If you go, by the way, you can read my investigation at I would type into Google Al Jazeera Palast, my last name, P-A-L-A-S-T, and it will take you to an article, Jim Crow, The Return of Jim Crow. And halfway down that article is a box where you can put your first name in and your last name and see if you are on the list of evil double voters. Now, this is important because they are through a slow and sneaky little process, removing these millions of voters from the voter rolls. And I have zero doubt, absolutely stone cold none, that Kay Hagan's loss in North Carolina, where I was yesterday, was a cross-check operation. We know that it was operating heavily in Georgia. The state of Virginia is the one state that's fessed up and announced, actually they said proudly, that they had removed 41,000 people already based on
cross-check. That's right, they
cross-check.
Did. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. It is a crime. So when I flew to North Carolina, I went to the Republican-controlled Board of Elections, and I met with their people and said, well, gosh, there's all these criminals. According to cross-check, there are 190,000 people that you've identified as double voters, people who voted in two different states. I said, so why don't you arrest them? It is a crime. And they made a big deal. They had hired an FBI agent, this big-shot G-man named Chuck Stuber. He looks like he's from Central Casting. He looks like Elliot Ness. They hired this FBI guy to go after double voters. He's the guy that nailed Senator Edwards. So he's a big shot. And this big shot G-man has had 6 months. And in this 6 months, he's got people's names. He's got their address in North Carolina. He has their phone numbers and their emails. He's got their signature, social security number, everything. He's got total files on these people. And there's 190,000 of them. I asked, how many have you put in prison? None. How many have you arrested? None. How many have you referred for arrest or charges? None. So what's going on here? If you've got the name and address of a criminal, and you know exactly where they are, and they're not running away, they even show up on election day to vote, so you can put the cuffs on them right then as they're committing the crime. The answer is that there are no double voting criminals. Of the 190,000 people on that list, exactly zero are criminals, but they are people who are subject to losing their vote. And you should see these lists. Again, go to just type into Google Al Jazeera Palast or Al Jazeera Greg Palast. This is the easiest way to actually get to the article, Return of Jim Crow. And I'm looking at some lists of ne'er-do-wells right now. It, also in Georgia, Virginia, it's taking place in 27 states, almost all of them Republican-controlled. And here's another example of this cross-check game. And this is involving millions of people. Kevin Thomas Hayes, I'm looking at their list, of Alexandria, Virginia. Kevin Thomas Hayes voted a second time in North Carolina as Kevin Antonio Hayes, Jr. So Kevin Thomas Hayes is supposed to be the same guy as Kevin Antonio Hayes. Now, what's interesting about that, I actually spoke to one of these two Mr. Hayeses, and I spoke to Mr. Kevin Antonio Hayes in North Carolina, and he swears that he has never been to Virginia. He's never used the middle name Thomas, and... you laugh at this stuff. You have to, but the truth is that this is how they're winning elections with this cockamamie stuff. Now, of course, you say, well, this list is ridiculous, because I want to tell you, nearly 2 million names on the list. Nearly 2 million have mismatched middle names. It's not just Kevin Antonio Thomas and Kevin Hayes, Kevin Thomas Hayes, whatever. It's not just those guys. Nearly 2 million names, mismatched middle names. Junior and senior, which we used to think of as father and son, they call the same voter.
Yeah.
So you disenfranchise an entire two generations of the same family. This is the game that they're playing. This is what's on this list. Now, by the way, if you look at the list, one of the difficult things, though, was North Carolina didn't give me their list. I didn't find Mr. Hayes because North Carolina gave me the list of these suspect voters. They told me, it's a criminal investigation. We can't give you the names of suspected criminals. I said, you've got a crime wave in North Carolina, 190,000 criminals? Really? I'd like to see that list. No, you can't. It's our FBI guys say it's confidential. And I said, okay. So I since Elliot Ness wouldn't give me and the voting untouchables wouldn't give me the list, we went all over the country until we got one list first. We got our way into the list through the state of Washington, which had used the list, had gotten their list of double voters. They had signed up, and then they looked at the list and they said, this ain't a list of criminals. This is a list of common names.
We have to go, Greg. We're flat out of time. I'm being yelled at by people. I want to thank you so much. We can continue this. I can call. We can record some of this, get it on the air. I'm putting a link to that Al Jazeera America piece right now. I have it right in front of me, and I will put a link to that on the KBOO website. Listeners, be sure to check for that. It's on the Air Cascadia section. This has been Air Cascadia, of course, for Tuesday, November 5th, 2014. Tammy Dean, engineer of the show today. Thanks for that, Tammy. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.